This is recording for Senior Sunday School, 19th October 2025. One of the big problems that we are looking at as we study the Corinthian church problem is a problem of carnality. Right? So in chapter 1, Paul's focus was the cross of Christ, how the Lord Jesus died on the cross so that we may have redemption, we may have salvation. But this glorious message of the gospel seemed to have been lost along the way. Instead, factions came up, dissensions came up, difficulties, problems came up. And Paul went on further to talk about how the church should have grown further because it was such a gifted church. They should have pressed on with spiritual understanding. The Spirit of God could have spoken to them, taught them deeper lessons. They could have become very spiritual people. And so, unfortunately, the church did not become spiritual. And the Spirit of God, in all His glory, in all His work, in all His efforts, could not teach the people the way He would like the church to learn. In chapter 3, Paul analyzed the problem, why, the place, what happened. And this is what actually happened. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, which we are going to begin reading, Paul wrote and said very candidly these words. And he said, "I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, 'I am of Paul,' and another, 'I am of Apollos,' are you not carnal?" Let's take a look at this problem of the Corinthian church at this point of time in 1 Corinthians 3. Now, Paul's praise of the Corinthian church in chapter 1, was that valid? Yes, it was valid with reference to its beginning, valid with reference to its initial years. But when it came to this point of time, the Corinthian church had not grown much spiritually. In fact, it had become fractious, it had become difficult, and spiritually, the people were affected badly. So they were not listening to the Spirit of God teaching them, guiding them. They were not able to discern spiritual things. They were, in fact, just normal, natural, carnal people. And so Paul had to raise this up. So there's a huge difference between 1 Corinthians 1, the praise part of it, to 1 Corinthians 3, in fact, 2 and 3. And so in chapter 3, Paul went on to say that they were not a spiritual people, but they were in fact carnal. In fact, they were like babes in Christ. In this case here, not babes as in a sense of just born again, but babes in Christ in that they have not grown even though the years had passed by. Right? So when we say that they are not spiritual people, what does it mean? First, obviously, they do not have the discernment of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was not ministering to their hearts. They were not able to respond. They were not able to discern. They were not able to comprehend the things of the Spirit. That is what he is talking about. They were not spiritual people. They could not understand things. They were just people who, in fact, kind of literally means of the flesh. And they were just still babes in Christ. Just imagine a baby that is born. That brings joy to the heart. But years down the road, the baby remains a baby. That is something seriously wrong. Well, that's what happened spiritually. So there they are. They claim themselves to be believers, but in their understanding, there was little or no maturity. There was no further growth. There was no deeper knowledge. There was no desire to pray. There was just no spiritual discernment whatsoever. So Paul had to call them carnal and babes in Christ, which means to say it's another way of describing their carnality. They had stopped growing. They remain babes in Christ. We're not talking about being born again. We're talking about how they stopped growing. That's what it means. Right? So Paul went on to talk about how they are still babes in Christ and what the phrase really means. Right? So when we take a look at our spiritual journey, we are first born again. John 3:3, we must be born again. So the Lord Jesus Christ taught Nicodemus. In 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter wrote to his readers, and it says, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word of God that you may grow thereby. Growth was expected. Expectations is not a bad word. It is an important good word that we must live up to. We are expected all the time as believers to grow further. As leaders, we are expected to live up to the leadership commitments entrusted to us. Expectations will always be there at all times, whatever position we have in church. The bigger the position, the more expectations are to be there. And this is natural, right? But is it possible to live up to those things? Yes, if there is good growth, then we will be able to measure up to all the things that we need to consider, right? So let us take a look at the Corinthian church problem. They had remained babes in Christ. In other words, beyond your basic milk food, if you expose them to deeper understanding, try to teach them about the Holy Spirit, and they will fumble. They will not understand. Look at the deeper things of God, and they will completely be in, it will be incomprehensible to them. Talk about the idea of a deeper realms of prayer, and this will be beyond them. And we talk about the second coming of Christ, this would be very difficult to understand and believe. Talk about descending of the spirits, and this would be impossible to even fathom. Why? Because they have been feeding on milk all this while. But what is the problem with feeding on milk? I mean, is it wrong to take milk? No, it's not. But milk is the only diet. Then we are missing a lot of ingredients. We're missing a lot of things that would make a person strong. Well, in a human being, we all know what it means. When your baby is born, all the baby needs is mother's milk. That's it. And for as long as a baby is need to be fed a mother's milk, the baby needs nothing else, literally, because it's got everything there inside the mother's milk. But soon after it is weaned, the baby cannot feed on milk alone. It will need all the other things. You will need to have vegetables, you need to have proteins, you need to have carbohydrates, you need a full spectrum of things in order for spiritual growth or for physical growth. In the same way, when we look at our Christian life, we need to grow spiritually. We need to grow our knowledge of God. We need to know our knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We need to grow our knowledge about the Holy Spirit. We need to grow knowledge on faith. We need to know, have a greater knowledge of the scriptures. We need to know what it means to be a part of the church. We need to know what it means to have salvation. We need to know so many details. If a person is truly born again, the desire to learn is very real and is there. And it's something that we need to look at. But what if we don't have that? What if it's not there? What happens if there is little or no concern about things spiritual? Then we will remain babes in Christ. But in this particular sense, babes in Christ is not the same as the 1 Peter 2:2 babes in Christ concept. Both use the same phrase, but they have two different meanings. The babes in Christ in 1 Peter 2:2 talk about people who have just come to faith in the Lord Jesus. And what they need is to feed on the Word of God. They feed on the milk of the Word of God. This is a reference to just people who have just newly become believers. But the babes in Christ phrase in the language of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is not talking about new believers. We're talking about old believers. We're talking about people who may have declared faith in the Lord Jesus years ago. But when it comes to knowledge of the scriptures, knowledge of God, knowledge of the Spirit, knowledge of the Lord Jesus, knowledge of salvation, knowledge of almost any of the doctrine of the scriptures, it's all blank to them. It's all nothing. then we are dealing with what we call carnality. We are dealing with the problem of the flesh. The idea here is that this is the opposite of the word spirit. So if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and then we look at 1 Corinthians 3, then you see the balance, you see the contrasting balance between the two of them. In 1 Corinthians 2, we talk about how the Holy Spirit will reveal the deep things of God, how we can end up with the mind of Christ, how we can understand deep spiritual truths and revel and rejoice in them. But in this particular case here, we're talking about the flesh, we're talking about carnality. There is hardly any knowledge of the Spirit's work. There is no comparison of things spiritual with spiritual. We're not looking at growth in any way. We are looking at going back to the basic of Christ dying on the cross of Calvary. Back to 1 Corinthians 1, and we're stuck there. And that is the big problem. And so this Paul calls the problem of carnality. But it's not just carnality in terms of growth, or non-growth for that matter. The carnality expressions are worse than we imagine, because we read the expressions of the carnality that began to take place. And this is something that we need to watch very carefully. If we are not growing spiritually, there will be a lot of problems that can come up that we sometimes will end up regretting. But what are some of those things here? For one, there came envy amongst the people. People were envious of other people. Envious of what? Well, envious of a lot of things. For example, some people are envious of others who have knowledge. Envious of others who have position. Envious of others who are blessed with wealth. Envious of others with spiritual gifts. So you have Christians envying each other. Instead of finding their own spiritual gifts, all they end up with is envy. Right? And with envy will come strife. Then they will start employing all kinds of things. And a strife will end up with gossip, with quarrels, with backstabbing, with speaking evil against each other. And then you will go on further. You will end up with divisions. And they will start saying, well, I believe more in Apollos. Another one will say, well, I like Peter's focus better. Another one will say, no, I'm true to Paul. He's a founder of the church. And another one will say, forget all three. I am a member of the sect of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so on and so forth. So you're going to end up with divisions in the church. And it all starts with the problem of being babes in Christ, carnality, and things will not just stay the way they are. They will get worse. So Paul asked them, do you not understand? Are you not carnal? They cannot accept their carnality. They cannot use it. So Paul said, all right, let's use another word. Are you not behaving like mere men? What is it, mere men? In other words, you are just like an ordinary person, like a natural person out there who is a non-believer. Out there, people envy others who are wealthy. They envy people with fame. They envy people with power. They envy people with influence. Well, that's happening in the church too. People were envying each other for all kinds of reasons. And because of that, strife came in. And because of that, further divisions arose. And so Paul raised up this question, are you not like mere men? In other words, are you not like all the non-believers out there? Out there, the word mere man refers to the idea of people who do not know the Lord. They're not born again. They do not have the Spirit of God in them. They are non-spiritual people. They are mere men. In other words, the natural person. And this is where the problem is. That the divisions that have come in the church, no matter of whom, no matter which group you associate with, whether it is Paul, whether it is Apollos, it is still wrong. And affections will be there. And they will indicate that this is the influence of carnality on the church. And so the problem of non-growth becomes of very great importance for us to tackle. Because if we don't do this, we don't deal with the problem of the flesh, of carnality, of being mere men, we are going to end up with problems and difficulties in time to come. And the only way to get out of all of these things here is to look for spiritual growth, is to look for the way in which the Spirit of God can explain to us the deep things of God And then and only then can we actually ever come to understand and appreciate how we can overcome this problem of the flesh, of carnality, of being babes in Christ, and of being mere men. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to pursue the matter of spirituality, to understand how we can go beyond mere Christianity, mere carnality. We pray that you help us to go beyond all these things which are just there, to go into deep spiritual truth and to be able to grow stronger and wiser along the way. We pray for your grace and your mercy. The day with the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.